Today's share is sponsored for Refu Shleima from Miral Bas Saragitul. Wish her Refu Shleima. We are in the middle of Perek Aleph of Klolim Lecha Shabbos and the Mavui of the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. We are discussing the various requirements within a malacha for it to be the Chayiv Potter or Mutter. So the next criteria that the Shmir Shabbos Kalocha mentions, we are up to Perek Aleph Seif Chof, is kol ha-malacha kula u'bishi'ura. Which means that you have to do the entire malacha and the shir of the malacha. And we will go into details of what this means. So he explains, min ha-toira, midai raisa, ein adam chayev al asiyas malacha, elim kin oisa oisa kula. Midai raisa, min ha-toira. A person is not obligated for a maisa Shabbos, for an action from malacha done on Shabbos, unless he does it in its entirety. What does that mean, he does it in its entirety? The hainu. Shehu levade oisa es kol chelke ha-malacha. He alone does all the parts of the malacha b'li azara mitzad adam acher, without the help of anybody else. V'gam oisa es kol shi'ura shel ha-malacha, and he does the entire shir of the malacha. We'll see what that means in a second, the various shi'urim, different malachas. Let's say ksiva, you have to write two letters. Right, there's many malachas have a shear of a requirement. He has to do alone the entire shear. Ukafisha kiblu chazal halacha meish mesinai ukemavur b'seifim habayim. He says we're going to explain this in the next few seifim what this means, because there are some exceptions. Meaning, if a malacha requires two people, then the two people can be chayiv. But a malacha that only requires one person, if done by two people together, he wouldn't be. So let's see. See if Chof Aleph explains in detail. Ha'oises kol chelke ha-malacha chayiv. A person who does all the chalokim, all the parts of a malacha, is chayiv. V'ilu ha'oise rak mitzalsa shel malacha, but someone who only does part of the malacha, potem min ha-toiro, he's potem mida iraisa, but v'asem mida rabbanon, it's asem mida rabbanon. L'dugma, for instance, malachas ha'itza, carrying. When a person carries from one rishus to another rishus, the malacha deraisa of haitzah, there are three steps, there are three shalavim to this malacha. Number one, akiris hachefetz rishus ha'achas. Number one is lifting up the item in the initial domain. Number two, havarasei l'rishus ha'acheres. Number two is then carrying it from one domain to the other domain, from one rishus to another rishus. And number three, v'anachosei b'rishus hachadosh. And then placing it down in the second rishus, in the new, what he calls the new rishus. V'lechein, therefore, m'okah hachefetz b'rishus hayochid. V'yitzir l'rishus harabim. If a person lifted up an item in a rishus hayochid, in a private domain, v'yitzir, and he took it out l'rishus harabim, to a rishus harabim, im einoy meinichoy b'rishus harabim. If he doesn't put it down in the rishus harabim, he will not be chayiv midai raisa, chayiv meaning if the misa, if there was a bezin, carbon, if it was shogeg in time and basic mikdash. If he doesn't do all three parts, the lifting it up in the initial rishus, the moving it from one rishus to the other rishus, and then placing it down in the rishus harabim or the other rishus, right, he will not be chayiv. He has to do all three parts. The chayin, so too. Emokar chayfetz rishus hayochit. Right, if he removes a chayf, it's an item from Rishus Yochid. And he goes and he carries it out Rishus Rabim. V'toich kidei halichose v'achayfetz biyode. While he's walking, and the chayfetz, the item is still in his hand. B'chaveroi, his friend comes. V'loikhoi mitoich yode. And his friend takes it out of his hand. U'menichoi Rishus Rabim. And his friend places it down in Rishus Rabim. So he never did the third step of placing it down in the other rishus. Shnehem peturim min ha-toirah. They are both potter midairaisa. Because this malacha, which requires three steps, two steps was done by person number one. The third step of placing it down in the rishus harabim was done by person number two. Because the person number two removed the chayfetz from his hand, not allowing him to place it down. That would be considered shnayim sha'asu. Two people who did something, which is potter. So he points out, and by there's a star at the end of the previous sentence, and it says v'ketzad yaseh kedesh lo yischayv achrei shikvar ahutzias achrei v'tzuzus harabim. Says, so what should a person do? a person walked out to Rishus HaRabim and he realizes he has an item in his pocket. What could he do? He says, Lo yatzer, don't stop. El yorutz miyad b'Rishus HaRabim kishachivitz b'yodei ad sheyegi chazor el beisav v'nechasham. Run back without stopping. So there's no hanocha. There's no placing it down in Rishus HaRabim. And run back into the Rishus HaYochid and take it out there. So at least it will be done only in a fashion that's midrabanon and not in a fashion that is midrairaisa. In Ha'ora Pei, in the bottom, he says, Simon Reish Sam Chof Sefiyar Alf, he tells you where it is in the Chaber. Then he says, Ki hecha de isle hekeira de ovet shinu balichose by de ke nisko Shabbos of lo yamid. He says, you should make a hecker. So when you run back, you do something. If you want, when you realize something's in your pocket, do a hecker to make sure not to stop. So this way, you don't stop, because once you stop, you'll have a problem of hanocha. Back to the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, in the middle of Siv Chof Alef, he continues. Umutr lahaschil ba'asiyas melocha asha ein lo taitso oso kol kiyim em eini oisa b'shlei musa. You're allowed to, it's permitted to do a melocha that the outcome will not have a kiyim if you don't do it fully. Which means if you only do it partially, it won't have the outcome. So he says, what is this? Well, he explains himself. Ulchein, muta likshar kesher echad mitecha shniim, shetzichim likshiris kesher, ki areya kesher echad niter me'elov, teches man kotze. Right? You're allowed to tie one single knot, like we saw earlier. Why? Because one single knot comes out by itself. So if I made one knot, a single knot, that's nothing. That's 100% mutter to do. Second guy comes and sees I made a single knot. Right before it even has a chance to come out, someone else makes a second knot. And he says, listen, I made only one knot. He says, that's not going to work. The first guy is in Gansen Mutter. Because you're allowed to make a single knot. You're allowed to twist something. It's basically a single knot. So you take two strings and you twist it together. Once, right? Now the second guy went, he saw that twist. And he goes and he makes a Kesher Shalkayama. By adding the second knot, he is chayiv. That won't even be case of shnayim shasu, because the second knot is what creates the chiyuv. The second knot is what makes it a kesher shel kayama. So he is chayiv. And he explains, ubedoyma, bayis sheish bo kama chaloinus. What happens if someone has a house that has many windows? Vetzipar besoichoy, and there's a bird inside the house. The first guy comes, the sagras kulam chutzmenachen, closes all the windows except one. Now the bird can still fly out of the last window that's open, and therefore, it's not sad. There's no trapping. He comes along the second guy, the sagras achaloy nazeh, and he closes that last window. Venimtso comes out. So what happens? The bird is now trapped in the house. That's not called that he did a melacha in partnership with his friend, because one guy closed the first five windows and he closed the sixth window. So we say it was a partnership of all six windows being closed. The first guy did nothing wrong. It's mutter to close those windows. The second person who went and closed the last window, that's not a shnayim shasu. That's not called two people who did it, and he is fully chayiv. Meidach gisa, he says from the other angle, hatzad oif v'chnisay beklov. A guy traps a bird in a cage, and he closes it. Right, he closes the door, but he doesn't lock it. He closes it, but the bird is now trapped. Ubal chaveiro, his friend comes. V'nol esak klov b'minoil k'dei shalei v'schul mivachutz. And he goes and he locks it, so that no one opens the cage from the outside. Hare harishoin, he says, kol atzeido. The first person did the full trapping, because when he closed it, the bird could not get out. V'hu levad dechayiv, and therefore only he's chayiv. V'ilu zeh shenoal b'minoy lo yosem melacha. The person who locked it with a lock, he didn't do a melacha, because the bird was already trapped. He just took a trapped bird and he locked it in a fashion that someone else can't come and open it. So we see so far in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he's explaining that we're talking that a person must do all the steps of the malacha, and there's times where if he doesn't do all the steps of the malacha, not just it will be pater, which is some cases, right? If you carry out of Rishus and you don't do hanacha, But some cases it will be totally mutter because you did not do anything at all. Siv Chav Beis, he explains some more with two who do it. Gam ha'oises kol ha'malacha kula. Also, a person does the entire malacha el shu oise oise b'mishutev im chaveri. He does it with a partnership with his friend. Mitchil v'atzei. The entire carrying of an item, let's say, was done by two people. V'chol echem mehem ha'yochel lasis ha'malacha levadei. But each one would have been able to do it on his own. Potem min ha'teiru, such a case is potem min ha'teiru. But it's forbidden with Rabbanah to do it. And therefore, if two people together light a fire, an easy fire that could have been lit by one alone, they're both over in Issa Rabbanon, but they're not obligated min ha'teira. Another case. Some say that if a person does a whole malach himself, says some who hold that if a person does an entire malach himself, but it's a malach that's normally done with one hand, and you go and you take both hands and you do it, so you're doing with a shiri really. But there, classes malachas we be achas. Usually done with one hand, and he has the ability to do with one hand. Potem in atayro miday rice, it's potter v'asim drabonim. It's asim drabonim lachain, and therefore im yesh tzayich bad lachas ha'or. If there's a need to turn on a light, he says on Shabbos. In parentheses, let's say a chaylu shebesakon. You have a chaylu in a sakana, and it's mutter to turn on the light for him. And it's not that the moments are not going to make a difference of how many moments it takes you to do it with one finger or two fingers. It's going to take you longer with two fingers. And if possible, you lochet b'shtei yodov v'asachas al mezek ha'chashmal. Says better take two hands and use one finger on each hand together to turn on the switch, which is shinui. And therefore, some will say it's only potter and not chayiv, and therefore you'll only be doing a drabonon for this chayla instead of having to do a deraisa. And then he continues even weiter. V'im echad levadai eini yochel asa malacha. What happens? You have a large table, a large beam that a person can't carry himself. He doesn't have the strength to do it all by himself. It's Darav Elov Acher V'Asu B'Shutzes Mitchil V'Atzer. So his friend comes and helps him from beginning all the way until the end. So then, Shnayim Chayavim. Because that's not Shnayim Shasu. Shnayim Shasu, that's Potter, is when two people do something that could have been done by one. But if one couldn't have done it, and they needed the second one to do it, so now the two are doing it, that's how this Melacha is done in its normal, usual way. So then even if two do it, they're both Chayiv, Shnayim Chayavim. What happens if one had the koyach to do the whole malacha alone, levade? But vasheni any yochel say levade. The second one couldn't do it alone. So we start for yachad vasu. So what happened was, let's say, have a guy. He's a weak fellow. He's trying to carry a beam, and he can't do it. So the second fellow comes over and says, "I'll help you." The second fellow helps him, but the second fellow really is strong enough to do it by himself. Now the first guy feels bad, asking this guy to do it by himself, so he helps him out. But he can't do it by himself. So what's halacha? Zesh yochel la'asos levadoi chayiv. The guy who could do it alone, since he's not really counting on the help of the other person, he's chayiv. Zesh eni yochel, the person who can't. So he's a misayehu. Misayehu potter. So it's potter. Midaraisi is potter. But Rabbanon is not allowed to do it. It's potter aval aser. He does bring in the bottom that the awesome is showing him holding such a case where the first guy could do the whole thing without the second guy, that we shouldn't even see the second guy's in Messiah because he's not doing anything. And it should be totally mutter, but he paskins that, like those who are showing him that it's part of loss. He gives an example. Two people are carrying a beam. They take it out to the Rishus HaRabim. Take it out to a public domain. If neither were able to do it alone, shneim chayovim, then they are both chayiv. But if one was able to take it out himself, but the second one couldn't carry it himself, and they take it out together. The first one, the guy who can do it himself, he's chayiv. The second person, we're calling the second one, is Zesheni Yachel. Potter, I've lost him in the Rabbanon. It's potter, aval also midrabbanon. Then he says, we'll see later in Sivchav Tes, shemarishin oisais kol ha-melacha. What happens if the first person does an entire melacha? Ubo chaveire v'himshich haskiyim ha-seil shal rishin loy lasis kol maise issa ha-sheni dina kiilu loy asa klum umutter. What happens, he says, so he says, we'll see later in Sivchav Tes. I'll explain what he's saying. Basically, the case over there is, a person sits down, let's say, and he blocks a doorway, and he traps an animal by blocking the doorway. Then the second person comes and sits down in front of the first guy. So now the animal can't get out, not because of the second person, because of the first person. Then the first person stands up and walks away. So now the second person is blocking it, but he's not doing a maisa, because an action, because when he sat down in that spot, he wasn't trapping the animal. The first guy was trapping the animal. So that person is mutter, he can keep on sitting there. He's not mechuyev to get up just because the first guy got up. As long as when he sat down, he didn't trap anything, it is permitted for him to remain seated. And we're going to see more about this later in Sivchav Tes. Today's podcast was sponsored for Refuah Shleimah for Miril Bas Sarah Gittel. Anyone who would like to join in sponsorships of these podcasts, the Marbitz Torah and Hilchah Shabbos, and see Bruch in the house of Shabbos, should please email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com, so you can sponsor a shear.